I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The former CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch, Michael Jeffries, has just been arrested on sex trafficking charges, along with two other men.
The allegations include former Abercrombie & Fitch CEO and two others had modeling scouts search the internet for men and women, and that some of those prospective models then became sex trafficking victims. The three are set to be in court today, charged with sex trafficking and interstate prostitution charges. Jeffrey's attorney says he will respond after the indictment is unsealed. The U.S. attorney and the FBI will hold a news conference later today. Jeffrey's was the head of Abercrombie & Fitch for 22 years until 2014. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The NYPD remains focused on Roosevelt Avenue in Queens, where concerns persist about drug dealers and prostitution. But there's also been some pushback from some of those who are being blamed for the area's problems.
Yes, in fact, sex workers holding their very own rally at Corona Plaza. That'll be happening at noon. They claim they're being unfairly targeted because many are immigrants, others are transgender. Maria Guerrero Tabares is with the group Make the Road New York, taking part in the rally. They say these police resources are a waste of money.
Any money that goes into bringing more troops to the ground, whether it is state troops or local troops, it is money that is not being invested in safe housing, in programming that can help survivors of trafficking exit.
The NYPD's Deputy Commissioner Kaz Daughtry saying that the Venezuelan gang TDA, they believe, have a hand in a lot of this, and they'll keep the pressure on. As the NYPD raided another alleged brothel at Elmhurst Avenue late last night. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Jackson Heights.
A disturbing hazing incident at a high school in Midwood, Brooklyn. Three students on the football team have now been charged.
The city's Department of Education says the JV football season at the Midwood High School has been canceled. Two 14-year-olds and a 13-year-old have been charged as juveniles with unlawful imprisonment and forcible touching in the October 16th incident. We spoke to Michael, a junior, who saw video.
The student who did that to the kid, they should get suspended.
And what about the season being canceled?
I think it's good so they can learn their lessons.
Neither the coach nor the administration at James Madison is commenting, but a Department of Education spokesman said bullying and harassment, including hazing, have no place in our schools, period. An investigation is ongoing. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at James Madison High School in Brooklyn.
Harvey Weinstein is dealing with another health issue. Sources tell several media outlets that the disgraced media mogul is currently undergoing treatment at Rikers Island for chronic myeloid leukemia. This just weeks after he underwent heart surgery and about a year after he spent time in the hospital with COVID and double pneumonia. Weinstein, whose alleged sexual misconduct helped fuel the Me Too movement, had his New York conviction overturned earlier this year after a court of appeals ruled his trial had been prejudiced. But he remains behind bars ahead of his retrial here in New York because of his 2020 rape conviction in Los Angeles. The residents of a senior community on Long Island are bracing for a possible eviction.
181 people, most in their 90s, in wheelchairs and using walkers, may be kicked out onto the streets as soon as January. Barbara Newman worries she will be one of them.
Where are you going to go at this point?
I have no idea.
The Amsterdam at Harborside in Port Washington is a nursing home and skilled care facility. People bought apartments there and were promised care. Barbara and her husband paid $600,000 for her place, but the facility went broke. A new health care provider was about to step in, but New York State Health Department would not approve the takeover, citing items like lack of financial transparency.
My daughter's going to look in New Jersey. My husband at this point has to be in a nursing home. He's in a wheelchair and has dementia.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Nassau County, Long Island.
There's been no comment so far from the health department. A shooting is under investigation in the Crotona section of the Bronx. Police say the victim, a 15-year-old girl, was among a crowd of people yesterday evening at the intersection of 183rd Street and Crotona Avenue when someone opened fire, hitting her in the lower back. Fortunately, she survived and is recovering from surgery at Jacoby Hospital. No word yet on the intended target of this shooting or motive. And so far, no arrests have been made. Borough President Vito Fasella was among those at the Amazon Fulfillment Center on Staten Island this morning to see off truckloads of donations that are headed to folks in North Carolina who are still recovering from Hurricane Helene. He spoke to 1010 Winds.
After 9/11 or Hurricane Sandy, people from around the country and some places around, some parts around the world stepped up. But the people stand on a big hearts, and they really stepped up.
Fasella says local charities and businesses on Staten Island, including Amazon, collected enough clothes, water, batteries, and other items to fill 5 tractor trailers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.